Have we not said this was a wondrous train? It can swim oceans now, take wings and fly, roar over the trackless desert sands, and put to rout ferocious native tribes, armed to the teeth with wicked curving knives. And the late Vittorio Mussolini said that bombing people was so much fun and made beautiful geometric patterns, like the unfolding of a rose. That was the first excursion into foreign parts. Market in Red. Set out for Ethiopia, October 1935. Arrive on schedule. Mark this stop also on the timetable. Spain, 1936 to 38. And draw a cross by every little Spanish town where fields of crosses flowered overnight beneath the quickening touch of fascist airmen.
Here, wait. More wine, and quickly.
Those are our bombers going out. We've got to drink to them.
Yeah. Savoia Marchetis.
What's wrong with Savoia Marchetis? They're just as good as your hankies. You German flyers thinking nobody can build the planes but Germans.
Come on, don't let's quarrel. We are both flyers, and we are accomplishing very much here in Spain. Whether we fly Heinkels or Marchettis, whether we are Germans or Italians. Here's the wine. Let us drink to your gallant comrades up there.
Don't you ever get fed up with the kind of thing we're doing now? I never expected it would be like this. The people in these open towns, it's like dropping your bomb load on a flock of blindfolded sheep. They haven't even rifles to peck away at us. I don't know. I keep thinking, why are we here?
We are conducting an experiment. An experiment for the future. And at least, it offers both our countries an opportunity to taste new methods of warfare. Those that are inefficient, we discard. Those that are effective, we keep and perfect for the future. Someday, when Germans and Italians go forth shoulder to shoulder to conquer the world, we shall see how valuable it was, this little rehearsal in Spain. Good night, my friend. May your Bombay never lack for cargo.
Good night. Shoulder to shoulder with him. He is taking a lot for granted. We will pick our own partners if we decide to conquer the world. And they will not come from Germany. We never could get on with the Germans.
Simple Italian, little do you guess what mighty things are shaping as you speak. Your countrymen do not get on with Germans, no. Yet at this minute in the furnace of Spain, your master and a German forge the axis from empty phrase to iron reality. And now the fascist state express is often seen parked on a siding at the Brenner Pass. For here the axis engineers confer, fixing their schedule, poring over maps, discussing endlessly the proper date to start the great transcontinental run. Now closer draws September 1939. In April, Mussolini made a side excursion, a trifling run of weeks, a bagatelle. But mark it on the timetable, Albania. And here it is at last, the day of destiny, the day our Caesar has been dreaming of, yearning towards, girding for these 16 years. This is the war of wars, oh Mussolini. Come forth upon your balcony and summon 8 million bayonets with one clear trumpet call. He comes! He comes!
We shall march on France and destroy her!
Poor France, already smashed by Hitler's hordes. Now brave Benito plunges the dagger into his neighbor's back. The fascist state express is still on schedule.
Our conscience is absolutely clear. I solemnly declare that Italy
does not intend to drag other peoples bordering on her by sea or land into this conflict. Yugoslavia, Greece, and Egypt, take note of these words of mine.
Get out your pencil once again. First, circle Greece, adding that here the fascist state express had such rough going, the engineer was forced to call upon his Axis partner for skilled assistance. And next, mark Yugoslavia. This run was smoother, but more restricted, for the Fuhrer's voice routed the train and called the stops. Now Egypt, underscore it heavily, adding 3 exclamation points and several stars, all falling ones. For here, an odd miracle occurs. The fascist state express is in reverse. The fascist state express is running backwards, breaking all former records it is set for speed. Libya, Tripolitania, Tunisia. The stops flash by with dizzying swiftness while the engineer, sweat running down his face, sways at the throttle. Antalya, Lampedusa, Sicily. The cars are swaying, rocking on the roadbed. The rails are slippery with blood. How strange that blood should now make perilous the rails it greased for 21 years.
Luigi, what is it? The earth blew up from beneath you.
Vanni, a landmine. I am a horde.
Pigs of Germans. They have thrown mines behind us so we may not follow as they withdraw.
Is there no help for coming? Has not Il Duce said he was with us in the spirit?
Il Duce. They spit upon him. He has left us to die. We are deserted, Luigi.
All right, you two, get your hands up.
Luigi, it is an American soldier. We surrender gladly. We will not die for Benito Mussolini.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean you haven't heard?
Heard? Heard what? There is a news?
You bet your life there is. Benito's been fired, thrown out. It's true. There ain't no more Mussolini, you understand? Mussolini's out.
Madonna mia. Can this be believed?
That's right, all right. Badoglio's taken over.
Then this means peace?
Well, not yet. You see, Badoglio says the fight goes on.
Yes, the train goes on, leaving beside the tracks the man who built it from his own design. The man who ran it 21 years. A new hand holds the throttle, and the train goes on toward its last stop, the destination that has been waiting from the first day the train set forth. The fascist state express is lurching toward a crack-up, on schedule. Now, for Matthew Gordon, Chief of the Foreign Service Division of OWI, with his weekly report on current enemy activities. We take you to Washington and Matthew Gordon.
Exit Mussolini, although the final scene hasn't been played yet. For as the President said last night, Mussolini and his associates will be held responsible for their deeds. The president also pointed out the corruptness of the fascist regime. Instances of that corruption are many indeed. Week after week, accounts came to us of fascist landowners holding banquets with rationed food, of black markets that filled the pockets of party members, of shoes being distributed to party big shots instead of workers. things like that. Well, what's the score now in Italy? Since Sunday evening, the rumors have flown thick and fast. One fact emerges. The people of Italy are increasingly eager to get out of this war. From every available sign, they don't want to fight us. The present Italian government has stated that the war continues. Today, General Eisenhower addressed a message to the Italian people, telling them not to aid the Nazi forces. If they do that, he told them, quote, "We will rid you of the Germans and deliver you from the horrors of war, as you have already seen in Sicily," end of quotation. Rome Radio has been trying to get across the propaganda idea to the outside world that Mussolini's fascism has been eliminated, and so why fight against Italy? Tonight, the Italian propaganda agency Stefani says for outside consumption that we are too obstinate for sticking to the doctrine of unconditional surrender. Incidentally, today the Japanese brand of fascist party, which is called the Imperial Rule Assistance Association, made some new appointments to strengthen the party, as it was put. The Nazis have handled the Mussolini ouster gingerly, or perhaps they just didn't know how to handle it. At first, there were stories about the illness of Mussolini. Then they dropped that. And they have tried to tell their own people as little as possible under the circumstances. The Nazis are not telling their own people much about Orel, either. They have been speaking about a battle of attrition in Russia, but they don't like to specify Orel. So all is not going well in Hitler's Europe or in the Far East, but the Nazis and the Japanese are far from done. Hard, tough fighting is ahead. But now let's look at some of the things that happen in Europe and the Far East, as gathered from broadcasts and European newspapers and other sources. In Nazi-occupied Europe, terror, mass trials, executions, the continued hunt for slave labor. In Alsace, a big mass trial for political activity. In Czechoslovakia, mass shootings. Romania, breadless days will be instituted on August 1st. Greece, the rising spiral of inflation. Albania, our paper warns the hostile population that they will be punished by the imprisonment of entire families and the burning of houses. Belgium, Nazi military authorities warn the people to keep away from prisoners and foreign workers. Holland, workers carted off to Germany. The Nazis abandon their former methods of enticement. Force is the rule. Bulgaria, the same story. In the Far East, the Japanese take a stronger tone toward the occupied areas. They want the people to work. The drive for increased production goes on in Japan proper. Japanese officials concentrate more and more on building wooden ships. There is a shortage of steel. And the Japs have inaugurated a physical education month, including a sleep well movement. Everyone is ordered to sleep well. And one final note. Every once in a while, a little story comes out of Germany. Some bitter little joke passed around by people. And one of these stories came out of Germany this week. A joke along these lines. Hitler thinks for us. Goebbels talks for us. Goering eats for us. But we do our own dying. I return you now to New York.
This is our enemy. Tonight's script was written by Elizabeth Hart. Nathan Van Cleve composed the music and conducted the orchestra. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Telford. The following actors participated in this program. Frank Gellert, Dwight Weiss, Santos Ortega, Mandel Kramer, Louis Soren, Lamont Johnson, Francis Cheney, Tony Berger, Sam Wanamaker, Hester Sondergaard, Theo Gates, Roger DeCoven. This has been the 63rd in a series which is presented each week at this time over most of these stations by the United States government in cooperation with WOR and the Mutual Network. This is Mutual.